Hello, good morning. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 2. Proverbs chapter 2. My son, if you'll receive my words and treasure my commandments within you, make your ear attentive to wisdom, incline your heart to understanding. For if you cry for discernment, lift your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright, and is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice, and he preserves the way of his godly ones. Then you will discern righteousness and justice and equity in every good course. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will guard you, understanding will watch over you to deliver you from the way of evil. For the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leaves the path of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who delight in doing evil and rejoice in the perversity of evil, whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways, to deliver you from the strange woman and from the adulteress who flatters with her words, that leaves the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house sinks down to death and her tracks lead to the dead. None who go to her return again, nor do they reach the paths of life. So you will walk in the way of good men and keep the paths of the righteous. For the upright will live in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the land, and the treacherous will be uprooted from it. Amen. Okay, so Solomon is at it again. And Proverbs 2, they consider this to be called the complete proverb. Because it's complete in itself. The 22 verses mirror the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, and so it's meant to contain a whole. And you can actually take Proverbs 2, and it pretty much sums up all of the Proverbs, talking about wisdom. And then that's really what we're talking about here, the idea of skill in living life. We talked last time we were at Proverbs 1 about the difference between knowledge and wisdom. And so he's going a little deeper about that wisdom. And the key idea is wisdom that comes from God builds security in our life. It guides us. It leads us. And so he's writing, first of all, to his son. And so, this would have been Rehoboam. Obviously, Rehoboam, unfortunately, didn't listen to these things that his father had told him. So listen to his words. This is, my son, if you receive my words and treasure my commandments within you, make your ear attentive to wisdom, incline your heart to understanding. For if you cry for discernment, lift your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God. And so if you notice all the verbs that are here, make your ear attentive, incline your heart, cry for discernment, lift your voice for seek for her as silver. Now, when it talks about silver in Hebrew, it's talking about unmined silver. And so it's the idea of you got to go, survey the land, you got to find the silver, you got to dig for it, and then you got to smelt it and create something. And so it's actually talking about this long process that it takes to actually find silver. You receive my words from the beginning, treasure my commandments in your heart. And so it's all talking about a process that takes place. But the process is intent. There's aggressiveness in a certain way. You're not just letting it happen in this way. There's a very clear intent of the son, of the reader, to go after this wisdom. And so it's not just going to come to you automatically. A lot of people think like this. A lot of Christians think like this, that it's just, oh, I believe in God, it's all my... No, this is something you have to seek after. But why? Because it's so valuable. And so you make your ear attentive, you incline your heart, you treasure these things. In other words, it's meant to be kept inside of our hearts in this way. And he says, and if you do that, then wisdom will come from you. Verse 5, the key of this, then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God. I mean, what an incredible gift. I mean, think about this. What an incredible gift to walk in the fear of the Lord. I mean, can you imagine the pitfalls that we get to bypass and all the devices of the enemy that are prepared for us that we're able to move aside because of the fear of the Lord? This is something years ago when we first met R.T. Kendall, and after his first trip, there was just such an affinity, you know, to his spirit and his character and his ministry. And so I asked him if he could speak into the life of our church and into my personal life. And I still remember very clearly, because I mean I was at the airport yesterday. I came in late last night. I was at the airport yesterday, and I always think about it. We're sitting in a cafe at the airport, having some noodles, and you know, his last meal in Hong Kong. And I asked him, I says, "Hey, you know, RT, you know, is there something that you can say to us? Is there something?" And it was so clear. He just says, "Preach the fear of the Lord. You know, let this be something that SP is about." Because he was just looking at our name, and he was looking at just kind of what the scriptures say, and you know, because the fear of the Lord was increasing, and God was adding to their number. All right, this is all was taking place at Solomon's porch. And something that's so needed. I had a last night actually after I got home. It was quite late. I had a very difficult conversation with somebody who called me, and it's all centered around you know, someone that just did a lot of stupid things, and I was just thinking about that afterwards last night. And I was thinking, man, you know, where's the fear of the Lord, right? Where's the deep commitment to the commandments of God? And you know, this person is kind of gone into deception and these things. It was a call I got from the U.S. and that's the late night, and man, what happened to the fear of the Lord? And you realize, man, what a blessing to walk in the fear of the Lord. What a blessing to walk in the knowledge of God. Can you imagine so many things that we get to avoid, the devices and the plans of the enemy to rob, kill, and destroy you. But what keeps you there is the fear of God. And so you need to walk in this. You need to pursue this. You need to treasure this. You need to be attentive. You need to cry out. You need to all these things. And what happens is that then you'll discover, right? You'll discern. You'll have it inside of you, the fear of the Lord, and you'll discern the knowledge of God. And this is what the Lord does. The Lord gives wisdom. Verse 6. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. In other words, there's so much of it made available to them. And he is a shield to those who walk in integrity, right? Guarding the paths of justice, and he preserves the way of his godly ones. And then you'll discern righteousness and justice and equity in every good course. This is God's promise to us. This is what it means to walk in the fear of the Lord, this wisdom. And I mean, just think about how many decisions do we make every single day? I mean, how many big decisions do we make every single year? You know, be it your work or at home or relationships or all kinds of these things. And I mean, what a blessing to have the resource of the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, that we can make these decisions, and it would be such a blessing. And he says he stores up this wisdom for those who are upright. He's reserved this for us. And so all these decisions that we need to make all the time, we have this incredible resource in God to be able to relay it to us. And I think it's so amazing. It's just so wonderful what the Lord will do. And this part is something that's just going to come out of you, right? It's because the fear of the Lord is inside of you and these things are moving. It's just going to come out of you in this way. And, you know, I was with this past week It was a great trip, brother. Thank you for praying. You know, in the beginning of the week, we had some FCA events, and then middle was SP Tokyo at an incredible time, awesome service. And then the latter part of the week was with SP Singapore. There's a bunch of them skiing, and so I joined them. And you know, so we're you know, you eat every meal together. And one of the members there was just sharing a testimony. And it included me, and so it was great to hear the testimony. And it was just, you know, he's not the most committed believer. He's trying to love God. His wife is the one that's really pushing this relationship with the Lord. And he's just talking about he had a major breakthrough happen. And it was just, you know, at one of the retreats, I happened to be there. And so they came up to me to get prayer, and I prayed for them, and you know, the Holy Spirit just took over. In fact, I started crying as I started praying for him. And it was just the perfect words, right? The perfect heart, the perfect attitude, the perfect timing. I mean, this is God at work, and how it really set his heart to this course to pursue God even more. And he's still on that course right now. And so you think about this wisdom. You know, I didn't sit there and think about, oh, what's the perfect thing to say? It just flows out of you. The wisdom of God just flows out of you when you're walking in this way. And so, like I said, all these decisions that we need to make, all these, you know, for your family, at your work. I mean, what an incredible privilege as the people of God. We have this resource of God, the wisdom of God, the knowledge of the Lord. And he stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He has so much there for you, like made available. It's like a storehouse made available to you. You just tap in. It just happens automatically as you walk in the fear of the Lord. And then he says, for wisdom will enter your heart and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. In other words, it will belong to you. It will be there for you. Discretion will guard you and understanding will watch over you, to deliver you from the way of evil, for the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leaves the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who delight in doing evil and rejoice in the perversity of evil, whose paths are crooked and who devise, who are devious in their ways, deliver you from the, and then we'll stop there. And so this is the idea that there's an enemy, anti-wisdom, right? Well, we can call it foolishness, will be the other part of it, that is coming after you. And both, you know, the wisdom of God and the foolishness of the enemy is seeking after us in this way. And so we need to be very aware. And then he finishes verse 15 from verse 16, and he talks about this strange woman. And so he's talking about the adulteress. We don't even have to guess. Solomon, after 800 concubines, you know, and wives, has finally come to some wisdom out of his experience. And this is his plea to his son, Rehoboam, please don't make my mistake, right? Don't do the things that I did. And so you need this because they deliver you from the strange woman, from the adulteress who flatters with her words, that leaves the companion of her youth, forgets the covenant of her God, and her house sinks down to death, and her tracks lead to the dead. None who go to her return again, nor do they reach the paths of life. And this is a kind of a scary thought, that the idea that there's no return, you know, from this. And adultery could be one of those things that there is no return. I mean, obviously there is return, but it would be so difficult to return in this way. And so, right, you got to be very careful that you don't walk in this path. And the adulteress, this strange woman, is always out there. It's always lurking, right? He or she is always on the prowl. And so we got to be very aware and really keep our heart pure before the Lord in this way. And so you will walk in the way of good men, and to keep to the paths of the righteous, all right? And so it's important, right, that we have good accountability. that there's good men around us, and that we understand the way of righteousness. And so, Solomon is saying, instead surround yourself, right, not with these knuckleheads, right? Bad company corrupts good morals, but surround yourself with good men, right? Walk in their paths together, right? For the upright will live in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the land, and the treacherous will be uprooted from it. It's just a simple kind of, if you go this way, this is going to happen. If you go this way, this is going to happen. Chapter 2 pretty much is kind of, it's a chapter in itself, but it basically sums up just about all of the Proverbs. It's kind of a summary statement as it goes into the nitty-gritty of the rest of all of these things. Okay, so let's close our eyes. Nikki will come and lead us in a song. And I want to encourage us today, are we really seeking after this wisdom? Remember, in the beginning, there's so much intent. Treasure it, seek after it, cry out for it. Is this something that we are being aggressive in asking for? If you're in a position and you have to care for people and you have some leadership over people, man, I guarantee you're crying out for this wisdom all the time, right? You're running a company, or you're running a church, or you're running a family. Man, we need the wisdom of God to lead us and make these decisions that will have a lasting impact on our kids, on our employees, on our house churches, on our congregations. And so I want to encourage us, as Nikki leads us, that we spend some time and cry out for this wisdom, that we treasure this, we're intent on seeking after it, and then watch, right, the discernment of the fear of the Lord and the knowledge of God begins to come upon us in that place. But it all starts with that intent. It starts with that aggressiveness to seek after in that way. Let's pray together.
I will love you, God.
Ask God for wisdom. Let's pray for the wisdom of God to come among all the different duties, decisions that we need to make every single day that affect so many people. We need the wisdom of God, and so we need to be intent in seeking after it. Let's pray this morning.